Good morning to you all. On behalf of the prayer team, I'm delighted to welcome you all to our prayer gathering. Can I please remind you that this morning is being recorded? Please do tell us who you are and where you're from in the chat. And the audio file to this morning will be available on the website next week. Ascension Trust is pleased to host you from all across the UK this morning. And we're all here together because of our mutual passion for prayer and glorifying our Father in our service to Him through the many street pastor initiatives. We value your attendance and prayers, and we look forward to fellowship and worship together this morning as we lift up all who work and are a part of the Ascension Trust and the street pastor movement. We will begin by spending some time in worship, listening to words of encouragement from Louise and an update from Reverend Les. We will enjoy time in prayer together, in which Barbara will lead. Let us pray before I hand you over to Dave. Heavenly Father, we welcome your presence with us all this morning. Father, we ask you to have your hand upon us as we listen and pray together. Father, give us a fresh vision and fresh eyes as we look ahead to this year with hope for our teams and our communities. Amen.
Sorry about that. I didn't unmute because I had my notes covering up my screen. I couldn't see. Good morning, everybody. It's really lovely to be with you. My name's Dave Mutch. I'm part of the Ascension Trust prayer team. I'm the coordinator of Ormskirk School and Street Pastors. Those from Southport will know where Ormskirk is, but if you don't, it's in the northwest of England, God's own country, just between Manchester and Liverpool. And the sun is shining. It's about 30 degrees. It's absolutely wonderful here. So welcome to you, wherever you are. It's great to have you with us. And it's my privilege just to lead us in this short time of worship. I hope you're all with me. Oh, well, of course we are, Dave. Of course we're all with you. But are you really with us? Are you 100% with us this morning? Is your mind maybe somewhere else? Maybe thoughts are running away with you. I've got things to do today. I've got places I need to be. I've got people I need to see. People are wanting to communicate with me. My phone's buzzing away. I've got messages, WhatsApp, Facebook. You know, we're all busy people. But Jesus himself had to stop. We often read in scripture about Jesus needing to withdraw to a quiet place. In Mark chapter 6, verse 31, it says this in the Passion Translation. There was such a swirl of activity around Jesus, with so many people coming and going, they were unable to even eat a meal. So Jesus said to his disciples, "Come, let's take a break. Find a secluded place where we can rest for a while." If Jesus and his disciples needed a quiet space in their lives, then I'm certain we do. As we come together this morning from all over the United Kingdom, it's an opportunity to set time aside and focus on Jesus and nothing else. Laying aside everything else, our concerns, our worries, our to-do list, it's an opportunity to position ourselves to receive from the Lord, to dwell in his presence. Did you have a quick shower this morning? Well, it was great. It does the job, doesn't it? It's quick and we get through it. But you know, for me, there's nothing like a long soak in a bubble bath. For me, that's the same sort of illustration about worship. We need quality time to be refreshed and renewed, not just a quick fix. Joyce Meyer said, "Spending time with God is the key to our strength and success in all areas of our life. Be sure that you never try to work God into your schedule, but always your schedule around him." And Martin Luther said these words. He said, "I do so many things today. I've got so many things to do. I dare not ignore my time with God." How often do we say, "I've got so many things to do today. My time with God will have to wait, or it'll have to be quick." And then we wonder why we don't get everything done. We're going to listen to a worship song, "Here I Am to Worship," in a moment. And it's here I am to worship, not here I am with a prayer list. I'm here to worship you, Lord, face to face, just you and me. So as we come to listen to this song, let's worship God with maybe open hands, but open hearts and open minds. And as the song finishes, we'll have a minute's silence, which will allow God to speak to us in that still, small voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worship you this morning, Lord. We thank you for what you did for us at Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that we can approach you with boldness today. We can come, Lord, right into your holy presence. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have today to spend some time together and spend some time with you. Just bless our event today and just be exalted and glorified in everything we do and say today. And may we put you number one in our schedule. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to hand over now to Louise Isaacs, who's going to share with us. Thank you, Louise.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you all this morning. I want to share, just for a few minutes, a word that I feel that God wants to share with the network at this point in time. Okay, so I'd like to first of all start by reading a passage from Genesis chapter 13, from verses 14 to 18. After Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abram, "Look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I'm giving all this land, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will give you so many descendants that like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. Go and walk through the land in every direction, for I am giving it to you." So Abraham moved his camp to Hebron and settled near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. I just want to focus for a few minutes on a few phrases from this passage. Firstly, after Lot had gone. Abraham's experience with Lot represented turbulent times. He had lots of issues with Lot and his shepherds and his workers and so forth. And they became, in the end, an uncomfortable fit living and traveling together. So in many ways, Abraham was glad to finally part ways with his nephew and move on without him. This past year has been a turbulent time, to say the least, on many fronts. But we're standing now on the cusp of change. And for many, it's a great relief. What is God saying at this time of transition to you in your project, to us as a network of organizations, as a network under Ascension Trust? What is God saying at this time? I feel he's saying something along the lines of what he said to Abraham at that point. And he said this: look as far as you can see in every direction. I am giving you this land. The communities and areas where God has placed street pastors, where his church is, belongs to you spiritually. It is rightfully yours. God's invitation and God's promise to Abraham is a promise and an invitation to us today, because we are committed to God in the same way that Abraham had committed himself to God. God says, I am going to give all this land to you. It says, for I am giving it to you. Take a walk in every direction and explore the new possessions that I am giving to you. I want you right now, in your mind's eye, to step back for a moment and look with fresh eyes at where you are and what you have in your area. God has placed you there and established you in relationships there. You are known, and you will be known where you are and where you walk and what you touch in schools, in communities, and on your street. Those places are your places. And God wants you from today to see these places with fresh eyes, both spiritually and naturally, because this is what has been given to you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with it as you stand on the threshold of your property and look around, on the threshold of a new season? When you buy a new property, when you take possession of a new property, be it land or buildings, the first thing you do is you view it. You make decisions about what needs to go, for example, and what you will keep, and what needs to be renewed, and what needs to be changed. That's what we do when we're given or when we buy new property. The things that are potentially harmful or in bad taste are the things that we get rid of first when we take possession. You are at liberty to make those changes, because the property belongs to you. You are at liberty in your area to displace every spiritual presence that is harmful to individuals, families, and communities, because you are children of God. We are children of God. In Ephesians 1, it says, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him, power to do things in the places that he's given to us. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. And I think sometimes some of us, we've been in Christendom for such a long time, we've lost sight of these truths. And we need to see them, those promises again, see ourselves also with fresh eyes, according to scripture. I pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. This is us, and this is our prerogative, to name those things that need to go. Those things that are blighting the lives of people you have met and become concerned about in your area. Disallow and nullify the spiritual forces that occupy and run amok in your property in the name of Jesus, because God has given you the right and the power to do so. I challenge you as an individual. I challenge you as couples and as teams to take your prayer authority to a whole new level, because God has given you your area as your possession, your spiritual possession. Ask God for fresh eyes to see what he's saying to you and to see where you are. Fresh compassion and a holy indignation to effect change. Fresh eyes, fresh compassion, and holy indignation to effect, to make change happen. Nehemiah in scripture, he walked through the land one night and God gave him a strategy for what needed to be done. Alistair Petrie, in his book, Releasing Heaven on Earth, referring to the parable of the sower, says, "As a boy, I learned that in order to prepare for a good harvest, it is necessary to remove as many stones and weeds from the field as possible before sowing new seed. So if you like, this going back in time needs a clearing away time first. Would it make sense to remove the spiritual rocks and thorns from a community before the work of evangelism takes place? If as stewards, Petrie says, if as stewards we are acting on behalf of the owner of the resources of the land, it would make sense for us to clear the land of whatever impediments exist that might minimize effective harvest. Let's look with unveiled eyes and minds at the issues of stewardship and land from the perspective of the kingdom of God. As God's children, name those things we see which need to go. Despair, rage, fear, anxiety, violence, domestic violence, youth violence, unemployment, poverty, alcoholism. Then put God's identity on the property. That's what's meant by your kingdom come. That's what's meant by your kingdom come. We're putting God's identity on the property. God, make this place yours. Let us see manifest your peace, your joy, your caring, righteousness in local government, and so on. Whatever we pray that God will remove, we must never leave that place vacant. Occupy it. Pray something of God's kingdom in its place. So as you pray, for example, in your teams, let this be the pattern for your prayer for the area that you're in. Lord, remove this. But Lord, also establish this in its place. We declare and we establish this. Lord, we ask that you would remove this. And Father, we declare and establish this in its place. And that should be the order of our prayer as we walk the streets in our teams as we join together in prayer as prayer pastors. God said to Abraham, I am giving you this land. It is yours. It was full of all the wrong things at that point in time, but it had lots of potential for good things, as your area has lots of potential for good things under your stewardship. In this impending new season, let's believe God afresh for the area he has given to each of us. Walk the streets, around the schools, through your communities with fresh eyes and pray afresh. Make those spiritual exchanges every time you go out for a walk on your own or with your spouse or with friends. Every time you go out as a team, make those spiritual exchanges and believe God to manifest them in the natural for his glory. There's a song which says, greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done. And that's so true. As we stand on the threshold, as we stand on the cusp of something new, a new era, as it were, greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done. I do pray that the Holy Spirit will seed something and germinate something in your heart from his word to you this morning. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, let your words resonate in our hearts and minds beyond today. Heavenly Father, let your words seed, let them germinate, let them bring forth fruit in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, in our teams, beyond today. Stir us, Heavenly Father, to pray and to believe you as we have never done before. Wonderful Holy Spirit, you can do that in us, and we open ourselves for that work of grace right now. Thank you for what you are going to do in us and through us for your kingdom's sake. Amen. We're going to listen to a song now, and it's an opportunity for you and I just to pray as we listen to the song.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. For there is no one like our God. There is no one like you. Yet to come, and greater things have still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet
We're going to take some time now to pray together in groups. We have three sections of 7 minutes each. George is going to put us into random groups, so I'm sure you'll enjoy meeting people from across the country. We will have some prayer points on the screen very shortly to guide us in our prayers. I'm afraid we can't keep the screen up during the breakout groups, so feel free to either take a quick photo screenshot of the prayer points on your mobile or make some notes to remind you as I run through the points each time. As I said, there'll be three sections of about 7 minutes each. George will bring us together, back together at the right time. I suggest that when you go into your group, first of all, that you take half a minute to briefly introduce yourselves and then get into praying. Please make a point of praying short prayers so that everybody in the group can have a turn. 6 minutes disappear, or 7 minutes disappears very quickly indeed. George, can we have the prayer points up? Thank you. Okay, in our first breakout group, we're going to start by giving thanks. We thank God for the vision of Ascension Trust and Street Pastors. We're so thankful that God clearly led Les step by step and inspired him with the vision of Ascension Trust and Street Pastors. This vision is so needed in Britain today. We want to be thankful this morning too for all the Ascension Trust projects and all that has been accomplished over the 27 years of Ascension Trust and the 17 years of the Street Pastor Movement. And Street Pastor Movement includes rail pastors, school pastors, response pastors, prayer pastors, all of those. We're really thankful for every single project. And that includes the Synergy Network, which helps community organisations to come together in the fight against youth violence and crime. There's also a new project called 5-2 Medics, in which some health professionals have been taking the initiative to promote health and well-being in their communities by putting on wellness webinars, sending out messages to encourage the uptake of vaccinations and so on, using their professional expertise to bless the community and help people to navigate these times of pandemic. Ascension Trust is not standing still. There is so much to be thankful for. And as we approach the point where many street pastors will be going out again, it's good for us to know that we are part of an organization that is on the move and ready to respond to new challenges with hope for new things in God, as Louise was saying. We also give heartfelt thanks to God for the Ascension Trust staff who faithfully serve the Street Pastor Movement and give essential support for the projects to function. We're thankful too for all of our amazing volunteers, and all of us here are those volunteers, I guess. So let's break into groups now and be thankful. Good. Let's move on to our next section. We're going to pray now for our communities. Post-COVID, our communities are very much in need of recovery and rebuilding. People have endured much more than they ever thought that they could do. Many healthcare workers, teachers and parents are exhausted and feel they've been pushed to the limit. Church leaders have felt stressed. So let's pray refreshment into people's weariness. Let's pray for resilience to keep going and provision for need. And let's pray that whatever people's need, that they will find Jesus anew and find that his people care. Let's pray into what Louise was saying and see that as we start to engage with our communities again, it is a new opportunity. It's a new opportunity to make a difference, to clear away what is harmful, to establish what God wants. Let's ask God to cause us to see people in our community with fresh eyes, fresh understanding, fresh authority in him. It's a new chapter. Let's ask God for new vision and renewed faith in him. We can ask him to give us powerful prayers for our community, to give us words of hope and life for those that we meet. We can ask for inspiration of new and flexible ways to serve, connections and opportunities to listen, care and help. Let's break into our groups again now. Okay, this is going to be the last section. We're going to pray for initiatives and for training. First of all, initiatives. We'll pray for coordinators. At this time, more than ever, the projects need leadership and people of vision who can see the possibilities and not be easily discouraged, who can reassure their volunteers through the process of getting back out on the street in changed times. And at this point, I'd like to stop and just mention one coordinator in particular who is in hospital since yesterday, Stuart Crawford, the amazing coordinator of Glasgow Street Pastors, has shingles, which can be a very painful condition. So please pray for Stuart that he'll have effective treatment and a speedy recovery in hospital. And we'll just get back to the other requests here. Most areas need new volunteers to replace those who have stepped back through the pandemic. Let us pray that God will prepare the hearts of his people in churches to hear the call to street pastoring, school pastoring, prayer pastoring, real pastoring. Now, recruiting new volunteers is not an easy job. It's one of the most difficult, but we can ask the Lord for inspiration for recruiting, simple and effective ways to connect with people from different churches to tell them about our work. And then let's move on to training. It has been decided to not meet together for our annual national training conference and prayer gathering this year in July. Instead, it's going to be online. So you are all invited to the prayer gathering on Thursday, the 22nd of July. And you're also invited to the national training conference on the Friday and Saturday. Let's pray that more people than usual will sign up for both of these events and be inspired by the sessions and the programme, the sessions particularly about leadership, vision and prayerfulness. Let's also pray for Louise and Dawn as they deliver new online prayer training in May and September. And let's pray, details about that will be on the website, by the way, on the prayer website very soon. And let's pray for the prayer trainers in different areas as they prepare to deliver in-person training in their areas as restrictions come to an end. I want to read you a little statement about our prayer training that will help you to understand the heart of the training. The prayer training we deliver is not just about what or how to pray. Rather, we are aiming to develop a culture of prayer in the street pastor movement that is relevant, strategic and creative, led by the Spirit of God, equipping our volunteers to pray together in teams to impact the community. Okay, let's break into groups again now. I'm just going to hand over now to Les, who will bring us up to date with what's going on. Les.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good afternoon or good morning, everyone. It's really great to be here. So Louise and I are doing some sort of musical chairs and juggling, but it's all good fun. I just want to, first of all, say it's great that you're able to join us this morning. And really value the fact that we're meeting and we're praying together. For me and for the team at Ascension Trust, there's several things I want to inform you about. First of all, we are been talking and working with our local partners, the police, local in London here. We've been working with the government. We've been working with the NHS. And we've been working with church leaders because that's what God has called us to do. And we've been working and we're at the phase now, we are saying, what do we need to do in terms of help this nation to recover? What do we do? And we know the challenges. there are many challenges. Mental health. We know that suicide. We know that domestic abuse. We know unemployment and the economy. We know that our young children and schools. We know families have been impacted. We know that. We know that housing and rough sleeping, all of these things, it's time that we are saying to ourselves, actually, what do I do? And we at Ascension Trust, I've been encouraging them, roll up your sleeves. And as we prayed and as we talked and engaged with our partnership, God would help us to understand what is our role in this recovery period. I'm so excited about the fact that the church is there. I've been looking at the last pandemic. I've been looking at World War II. And in all those events, the local church, the church has always been part of the recovery program. So I want to encourage us to really ask the Lord locally, what do we need to do? One of the things that I want to encourage us to do and to pray for, that every area will stay connected to the urban trinity, local government, the police, and the church. Some areas are fantastic in doing that, and it's healthy and strong. Some areas are weak, and some areas are non-existent. So I want us to keep praying that local initiative will, some need to reconnect with the police, reconnect with government, and reconnect with church. So as we do that, we're able to build. The second thing that I want to say is that we're planning to have some national webinars in terms of helping our street pastors in terms of recovering to go back on the street and really helping them to understand the impact of mental health. So please do watch out for that. And on the 23rd, from the 23rd to the 25th of July, we're looking at a national gathering. And it's called Encouragement, Vision, Leadership, and Prayer. And so I want you to watch for that because we want as many as possible to join us for this great time together. So as we keep on praying, as we keep on being involved, need to know that we as the Street Pastors Movement are part of the national recovery. Yesterday I had a very fruitful meeting, members of the Board of Ascension Trust and myself with the NHS, looking at how do we get engaged and involved in helping people locally. So please do continue to pray. Please do continue to be part, and please do ensure that you're connected so that you have an overall vision, overall picture of what God is doing amongst us in this nation. May the Lord bless you all as you continue to serve Jesus within your area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Les. Can I please draw your attention, everybody, to our online prayer pastor training for the 15th of May, starting at 9:30, to share and learn together about praying effectively for our teams and our communities. So please sign up via your coordinator for that. It is free of charge, and it'd be lovely to have as many of us as we can online. The line will remain open for 5 minutes at the end, so please do stay with us and fellowship if you can. And on behalf of the team, I'd like to thank you all for your attendance. And as God asked Abraham to look up to the stars and the sky with fresh eyes, we pray you have been blessed and energised with a fresh vision and a creative heart to serve your communities. So as we unmute everybody, please join with me in saying the grace as we leave and fellowship together.
Bless you, Don.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
our Father God,
the Holy Spirit,
with us all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.